Welcome to the Greenhouse.
This is the only podcast in Arizona that will take you inside the locker room.
Because if I started thinking about Kobe 2 weeks in advance, I wouldn't be able to play the games on the schedule.
We're not trying to prove anything. We're just trying to improve and eventually win a championship.
And give you hard-hitting, in-depth analysis.
What they should expect is an ERA of around 3.5, 3.7, with maybe 14 to 16 wins. That's what I think you're going to get out of Randy Johnson. If that's the case, yeah, they're paying him a lot of money, but look at the market for pitchers these days. Gil Mesh is making over $10 million a year, and that's Gil Mesh. The guy is terrible. He's terrible. Ted Lilly's making even more than that, and he hasn't been good ever in his career.
You are listening to The Greenhouse.
All right, and welcome to The Greenhouse. My name is Adam Green, and this is a podcast that comes to you straight from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is a special edition. It's not going to be a full show for The Greenhouse, but it's going to be one of the longest episodes that we have had here. It's going to be an NFL Draft Weekend sound review. And what I mean by that is, got a lot of sound, a lot of conference calls, a lot of press conferences from the busy NFL Draft Weekend for the Arizona Cardinals, the hometown team here. And just to kind of give a synopsis, they drafted Levi Brown from Penn State with the 5th overall pick. They then traded up in the 2nd round to select Alan Branch, the defensive tackle from Michigan. 3rd round was Buster Davis from Florida State. He's the linebacker. Then in the 5th round, they took Steve Breston, who's mostly going to be a kick returner, punt returner. He is from Michigan. And in the 7th, they found Ben Patrick, a tight end from Delaware. Anyways, first off, going to be some Levi Brown sound. This is going to be his conference call. This is the Arizona local media talking with Levi Brown right after he was selected by the Arizona Cardinals with the 5th pick overall. And here it is, Levi Brown right after he was picked.
Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. Like an echo, but I can hear you.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Were you surprised at all? Did you think this was how it was going to go?
I was actually very surprised, considering I didn't have any kind of contact with the Cardinals the whole process. You know, I mean, it wasn't out of my pro day, but that was it, so I didn't know what to expect.
Where are you right now?
I'm home in Virginia.
How do you, I know a lot of people were talking about, Joe Thomas was a top-rated tackle on the board, you were 2nd, this team had you guys rated very close. I mean, how did you feel about that? Did you think you were that far behind him, if you were at all?
Say that again?
How did you think you compared to Joe Thomas? Most people, you know, it seemed like a foregone conclusion he was the best tackle in the draft. How did you feel about that?
Oh, man, I'm not worried about who thinks who's better, you know what I mean? I'm just going to worry about what happens once I get there. You know, the Cardinals selected me, now it's my turn to go out there and repay the debt.
What's your reaction to some of the skill guys they have on this team, like Edgerrin James, Matt Leiner? What do you know about them, and what do you think of them?
I know they're very great players. You know what I mean? They're not, when I get there, I'm not going to be, you know, starstruck or anything like that, because that's not what I'm there for. I'm there to get a job done. That's what they're going to expect.
What do you know about the offensive line here?
Not that much, actually.
What have you been told about playing right away, and what are your expectations there?
I haven't really talked to anybody yet, so I guess I'll find that out when I get there. I'm supposed to be coming out today, so we'll see.
How familiar are you with Russ Grimm, general, you know, being from Virginia? Did you watch him growing up with the Redskins, or...?
A little bit, but I do know he's a tough guy. You know, he worked me out at my pro day and really tried to kick my butt. I'm ready for him to be my coach, so we'll go out there and we'll get some things done. I'm sure he'll make me a better player.
What do you think? The new coach here really wants to make a tough physical style of play. How do you feel about that, and is that kind of right up your alley?
Yeah, that's what I like, man. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of guy who likes to sit back and, you know, like the defensive lineman come and hit me. I want to go hit him, take his will away.
How about, some people have talked about maybe your pass blocking is a little behind your run blocking. Is that an accurate observation?
That's cool. I mean, everybody has something to work on. So that's what I got to work on. I mean, it's not a big deal.
How did Russ try and kick your butt? What did he do that was different from anyone else?
Oh, man, just in the drills and stuff, he made sure I didn't have any energy left before we went to the next one.
What was the reaction like with the family and friends you have around you?
Well, I didn't even get to hear my name called because they started screaming when they started mentioning that I might get selected.
Hey, Levi, did the Cardinals call you right before they made the selection? Did you talk to Coach, and can you tell us what that conversation was like?
I talked to a lot of different people. They just were just saying that, you know, they might select me, wanted to know how I felt about it. Tell me what would happen if they did select me, that type of thing.
Did you go into this thinking you were going to be a top five pick?
I knew I was going to get drafted, just didn't know where.
Could it have turned out any better?
Nah, man, I think this is a great opportunity for me.
You've ever been out to Arizona?
No, actually, this will be my first time. And I'll be there for a while, I think.
It's supposed to be 98 today.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's a
I have no clue. Have no clue what to wear out there now.
So you're flying out today?
Yes. They want me to fly out today at 4.
Levi, Matt Leinart texted Coach Ken Whitland and kind of thanked him for drafting you. Can you just give us your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, you know, if he wants somebody to block for him, and, you know, he thinks I can do it, he actually called me a little while ago. I missed the call, though. I don't know how. But I'll definitely have to call him back.
Can you give us that cell number?
And Joel Siegel's your agent?
Yes.
Can you talk about your dad as a Marine and the work ethic he instilled, just kind of the upbringing and your passion for the game?
Well, you think Rex is tough. It's tough. I ain't never met nobody tougher than my dad, man. You know, just whatever he says goes. Just, you know, your word is your bond. Just go out there. You want to set a goal for yourself, you got to go out there and try to reach it.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
See you soon.
All right, and that was Levi Brown shortly after he was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals with the 5th overall pick in the draft. And there'll be more sound from him later in this podcast. Got his actual press conference, which happened Sunday afternoon when he was introduced to the Arizona media in person. But coming up next, we're going to have Rod Graves and Ken Whisenhunt. This is their press conference after they selected Levi Brown. They came in and discussed things with the media. This one's about 13 minutes long or so, and you get right into it. So this is going to be Rod Graves and Ken Whisenhunt. Rod Graves is the first one that is going to be talking, and then Ken Whisenhunt is the second one. So enjoy this, Rod Graves and Ken Whisenhunt, after they chose Levi Brown.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, good morning. We're happy to have been in a position to select Levi Brown, offensive tackle from Penn State, as our first selection. Any questions today?
Yeah, did you guys have him, we understand, maybe as good as Joe Thomas, or you kind of just liked him better after Russ worked him out at Penn State? Can you take us inside that?
Well, we had both of those players ranked very close, almost right together, and certainly there were attributes about each player that we liked, but, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I liked the physical mentality or the physical nature of the way he plays. I think it's a good fit for what we're trying to do, what we're trying to establish with this football team.
We've heard that maybe the knock on him is that he's not as good of a pass blocker. Is it easier to teach a guy to be a good pass blocker than a good run blocker?
I think he's a very talented football player. I'm very comfortable with the line coach that we have, Russ Grimm, as far as anything that he needs from a pass protection standpoint or from a run game standpoint. I think Russ will help him in that area greatly. Once again, I think he's an outstanding football player, and I really like the way he plays the game.
Rod, with the way things broke in the first four picks, were people calling you wanting to move up? What were your trade options at that point?
No. In fact, it was very, very quiet. We didn't get any calls, as a matter of fact. And as I've always said, we were prepared to make the pick. We had looked at several scenarios, and we've been talking about Levi Brown for the last couple weeks. We knew it was a possibility that we would be faced with him on the board, and our staff and myself, our scouting staff, was certainly comfortable with making that choice at that particular spot.
Which one of you guys, have you spoken to Levi, and what was that conversation like?
We both have, Coach. It was, you know, he was excited. He said, "Let's get it going, Coach." And I said, "Let's do that." So, you know, we're excited to have him. and you know, he seemed excited when I spoke with him.
You had said, Rod, that you didn't want to be in any situation where it was a reach to get somebody. How comfortable or how, what makes you think this is not one?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously there'll be varied opinions about whether we should or should not have. The fact of the matter is we had him graded very, very highly. And as Coach Wisenhunt said, he's an excellent fit, we believe, for our football team. And I believe if you like him, you take him.
And you said earlier in the week that you weren't going to pigeonhole a tackle, whether it was Thomas or Brown, to one side or the other. Do you have a preference how that will work out?
You know, we've discussed that, and I think that it's going to be a matter of, you know, we have three guys there, and we got to figure out the best rotation or the best two that are going to play, and whether that means Mike Gandy plays left or right or whether Levi plays left or right, I think it's going to be a question that we can hopefully answer in these OTAs and certainly in training camp. But I know this, in watching tape of Levi, to me he looks comfortable, and I know Russ worked him out, working out of either stance, and that's really what the issue comes down to. So, you know, I don't have any questions or any fears about him playing either side.
Rod, were you surprised that Thomas went three?
No. We anticipated that in a number of scenarios we looked at that was a possibility. And we were prepared for that. Joe Thomas is an excellent football player. We would have loved to have had him also. But that's not the way it fell today, and we're excited about the pick we did make. And as Ken indicated, in our evaluations of both players, there were certainly elements that both players brought to the table that were a little different. And I think for our style of offense, what Ken has indicated that he wants in an offensive line, and that's where we wanted to start this offseason, is focusing in that offensive line and building that to a level where we felt like we would have a chance to compete and give us a chance to win the division. And Levi Brown certainly gives us that opportunity.
Did you think about Peterson at all, you guys, for a split second
though? Well, you know, I mean, certainly he's a good football player, and he was in consideration. He was up there high on our board. But, you know, the way I feel in looking at this football team when I came in here, I feel like we have the skill position players to match up with anybody in the league. And when you build a team, you want to build the core of the team. And I made it clear early that we wanted to make sure we took care of the offensive line. We addressed that in free agency, and we felt like it was a situation in the draft that we could also address. And I know this, our quarterback texted me right after we made the pick, that great pick, Coach. So, you know, it was something that was important to him, and I think that we feel very good about it.
Did Edge text you to say thanks for bringing it
up? Well, I told our quarterback, I says, tell Edge get ready to run the football. So we're excited about that.
When the pick was made before you guys, was it a pretty unanimous feeling in the room that what you're going to do? Was there much spirited debate, or was it?
No, Paula, we've had it lined up. As I said, we were going with the order on our board. You know, our grades were, we've had a cluster of players there with outstanding grades, and we had an opportunity, I think, within that group to lean toward an area we felt like was most important to us. And Levi Brown was certainly in that group.
The guy's got two good degrees, which is one more than I have. You said you want a smart physical. Do you think you got both sides of that here?
I would certainly say he qualifies for that.
What did you notice about him as a person?
He had a lot of integrity. His father was a Marine, you know, and he carries a presence when he came in the room with us for the interview in Indianapolis. And I think that, you know, when you talk about character, when you talk about intensity, when you talk about the physical nature, how you play the football game on the field, he certainly embodies a lot of those qualities, at least from my impressions of him from the short time I've been around him. But I think that's one thing that really shows on the football field when he plays, and ultimately that's what you look for. And there were some other aspects, you know, his leadership that he's manifested there at Penn State. I think he was team captain there. But just a lot of the comments that we received from the staff there about his person, his work habits, all of that, it just really came together as being a good package.
Who's his agent?
Joel Siegel.
Coach, on draft day, there's, you know, two key factors. One is team need, and the other is best player available. How fortunate are you, or do you feel this one, you got one of the best players available in a position that you need?
Well, you know, I go back to what we did in free agency, and, you know, Mr. Bidwell and Michael certainly were generous in giving us the ability to sign free agents, and Rod Grace and his staff did a great job. And one piece of advice that I was given in this process was you trust your board. You put months of work into aligning players on your board, and when it comes time to pick, you put trust in that. And Levi was at the top of our board, and when it came time to pick, you know, it was easy. It was an easy decision.
You mentioned him being a physical player. How important is that for you and then for the rest of the picks to come?
Well, I think that's a mentality that we started establishing 2 weeks ago in minicamp on the field with our veterans and what they've done in the weight room so far in our off-season program. And that's important because, you know, you're looking for that type of player, and when you get a young player and bring him into your team, you want to have that mentality so they can buy in. I've seen that work and be successful, and that's the kind of team that we want to put on the field.
I read where he was only penalized twice in a 5-season. That's pretty impressive for a lineman.
Yes, anytime you're not penalized as a lineman, that's very impressive. But so I guess Russ has got a high mark to live up to.
How excited was Russ that he got to draft the lineman, that y'all got to draft the lineman with the first pick?
You know, Russ liked Levi, and I think because Russ respected the way he played, he liked Joe Thomas as well. I think Russ is excited about the guys that he has in here on our football team right now as far as what we're going to do with this offensive line, and certainly we're excited to get a new addition like Levi with that group of guys. But, you know, I think once Russ, to me, when I've been around Russ, has done a great job of establishing chemistry along that offensive line, guys believing in what we're going to do, you know, how we're going to play physical. And, you know, I think he's excited because Levi kind of fits that mold. And, you know, on top of that, he's a good football player.
How do you assess your line overall with the two free agents and now Levi? Where is it? How far is it coming and with Russ and yourself?
Well, I think ultimately that will be judged by how we play. But I feel very good about the depth that we have. I feel very good about the competition that we have. And the one thing that I really like is that these guys have been working out together down here in the weight room, and they're already starting to develop a chemistry, a mentality. So I'm very excited about the group that we have on our team and certainly the addition of Levi.
Does this make it more likely that Reggie stays a guard?
You know, that's certainly a thing that we would like to see happen. I think Reggie is unique that he can play both for us, and that certainly gives us some versatility. But I would think that right now, you know, with these tackles that we have, that Reggie will have a chance to stay at guard more.
What are your expectations for him first year? I mean, I know Deuce got picked, came in kind of second half and started. Are you expecting him to come in and challenge for start right away? Expect him to back up and kind of work his way into that role? What are you expecting him right away?
Well, we're going to give him every opportunity to compete for a position. That's what I believe in doing. And if he earns the right based on what he does in training camp, based on what he does over the next couple of months, then he's going to play. I mean, he has talent. I mean, there's always a transition when you go from the college to the NFL level, and there'll be some growing pains, but, you know, I think that he'll be a good player for us, a good offensive lineman for years to come.
Rod, you said nobody called. Did you call anybody?
Well, you know, we've been on the phone all week checking interest, and I certainly took an opportunity this morning to go back and see if there was any interest in anyone moving up, and everyone seemed comfortable staying exactly where they were.
Is there any collective just sigh of relief? You got the first one out of the way now, especially just as the new team makes a
I'm excited. I think we, you know, Ken and I have spent a lot of long hours just talking it through and what the possibilities might be in the later rounds, and, you know, for us it's just beginning. So it's a relief to be able to address this particular spot, our first round pick, in the way that we did with the player that we did. But I'm excited about what might happen here in the second and third round today.
Same question for you, Coach. I mean, this is your first draft pick as an NFL head coach. How did that?
I'm excited. I'm really excited about the direction that we're going as an organization with this team. And I'm excited that we've been given the opportunity as coaches to have some pretty good football players to get this thing going the way my vision or the way I feel it should be, with a smart, physical, disciplined football team.
Get a sense now that defense is a focus in the upcoming rounds, Ron?
I would think so, Jude. You know, we're going to look in that area. We'll just have to see how the board falls for us. You know, again, I think more so than ever now, best player available gets more important as the day goes on. And we don't want to pass up an opportunity at good players, whether it's offense, defense. But, you know, and we'd like to address our return area if that presents an opportunity. So, but we'll see. But I would think at this point, sure, we'd like to look toward the defense and see what may happen there. But we'll have to ultimately see how the board unfolds.
All right, and you could hear Rod Graves there saying, I was asked a question about if the Cardinals were going to look towards defense with their next few picks, and you know what? They did look defense with their next two picks. The next one they talk about is Alan Branch. Alan Branch is a defensive tackle from Michigan, a huge guy. The Cardinals actually traded up with the Oakland Raiders, sent their second-round pick in the draft, along with their fourth-round pick in the draft, to move up to the first pick in the second round, and they took Alan Branch, the defensive tackle. Here is the Alan Branch draft press conference call when he was discussing things with the local media. Check it out.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear us, Alan?
Yeah, I can.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
There was a lot of talk about you going really high in the first round. Is it disappointing at all that you end up in the second round? Or are you just relieved? What's the feeling right now?
I'm just relieved that I finally got a permanent home, you know. It's awesome because my family is right down the street, you know. It's only about a 7-hour drive, 45-minute flight. So, I mean, I'm not disappointed in the least bit because, I mean, wherever I was meant to be was where I was supposed to be. And right now, I'm with you guys, so I couldn't be any happier right now.
How does it make you feel that a team traded up a few spots to get you?
Oh, man, I feel like I got some love from them. I feel like they actually, you know, really want me that badly to make the trade. So, I mean, I'm just going to try my hardest just to make sure, you know, they didn't do it in vain.
Do you know much about the Cardinals given Gabe Watson coming here?
Yeah, I know a lot about him. I mean, me and Gabe, we used to be really tight. We used to talk all the time, but, you know, schedules conflicted and we weren't able to talk as much as we wanted. So, I mean, I think we're going to be right where we left off. We're not going to skip a beat.
Well, is it going to be tough since you're probably going to be competing with him for playing time?
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. If you're competing with the best, you're just going to get much better yourself, and that's just going to help the team out. So, I mean, if I'm competing with them or playing right along the side with them, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, because whenever you're playing hard and someone else is trying to beat you, it's just going to help everybody out.
After you were taken, Mel Kiper described you as an underachiever at Michigan. Do you have some thoughts on that? Did you hear his comments?
I didn't actually hear that comment, but, I mean, Mel Kiper's been riding me the whole time, and, I mean, after these next couple of years, I'm going to make sure that he eats every word that he says.
How nerve-wracking was it to wait all this time? And can you describe the scene where you are? Are you at family's house, and what was the reaction?
I'm at my house back at home, and I just got a whole bunch of family here.
And where is home?
What was it?
Where is home?
Oh, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Listen.
Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Did you have an idea the Cardinals had an interest in you leading up to the draft?
I couldn't hear you.
Did you have an idea the Cardinals had an interest in you?
I did because every time I talked to them, you know, they were really positive and they really, you know, had a lot to say about me and my talent. So I always knew that they had an interest, but, you know, I didn't know if I was going to wind up there because, I mean, you guys had an early pick.
Have you ever had a chance to go, I mean, given your positions, maybe not, but have you had a chance to go against Levi Brown at all?
Have I ever got the chance to?
Yeah, have you ever gone head-to-head with him?
Oh, yeah. I played against him my sophomore engineer. My sophomore year, he actually caked me a couple times during the game, so I'm sure he's going to have a couple jokes or whatever rating for the locker room, but, I mean, I know the guy, and honestly, I think he's the best D tackle coming out. I told every coach that, and I stick by that word.
Who's your agent?
Dagra from CAA.
Well, congratulations, great. Alan.
Look forward to seeing you out here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Alan Branch talking to the Arizona media after the Cardinals made him their second-round pick in the draft. And, you know, I'll talk about this more in the next show, but I think it's a pretty solid pick for the Cardinals to make. Now, moving on, the Cardinals wrapped up their first day of picks with Buster Davis, an inside linebacker from Florida State. And he's a little bit on the short side. He's under 6 feet tall, but the guy's supposed to have a great motor, supposed to be a great leader on the field. And this kind of followed up with what Rod Graves said, in that the Cardinals were going to look more towards defense in the second and third round of the draft. So I'm going to send you over to the Buster Davis conference call after the Cardinals selected him with their third-round pick, the 69th pick overall. This is Buster Davis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good now.
It's been a long day?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long day, but ended up on a good note.
What were your expectations coming into today? I mean, were you thinking third round? Were you thinking sooner? What was the thought?
Well, I consider myself a first-round talent, but, reality, I probably slipped about the second round, but I slipped to the third round. But, it was where I was supposed to be. And, I'm just so grateful to, that y'all selected me.
You mentioned reality. Do you think it's directly related to the height? Is it other things? What do you think it is?
Definitely not my thing. Hello?
Yeah,
well,
I'm sorry.
If I was 6 foot, I'd be a top 20 pick, so everybody takes that into account and thinks I can't get the job done, but, I've done nothing but, prove people wrong, as I've grown up, so it's just another stepping stone in life that I got to deal with, one thing they want to do, I'm going to step on the stone to keep going.
Is that something you've battled for a while, people having that notion about you that maybe you can't play because you're 2 or 3 inches shorter than ideal?
It's fine, though. It's fine.
How well do you know a couple of Florida State guys here, Anquan, Darnell?
Quan and Doc, my first 2 years of school, I was a rookie, but those guys, they always knew I was going to be a great player one day once I got my, shot, so it was something that we always knew, so I guess I'm just glad to, play with some, I'm just glad to play with, some other Florida State players that I used to play at.
What are your strengths as a player, you think?
I think, my thing is instinct. Something my coach can't teach. Playmaking ability. I play fast and play quick to the ball. My read reaction is very good. The ability to adapt to any style of defense, because I play it all in college. I don't have any weaknesses, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm very good at
that. I'm very good on pass coverage. I don't come off the field and play it down, so... I think I'm the complete player. I don't think about it, no, I'm a complete player. Just a shorter version of a complete player, I guess.
Now, you played inside and outside in college. Has the Cardinals talked about where they want you to play here?
They haven't told me, but honestly, it don't matter where I play. They can put me inside, they can put me outside. I'm going to get the job done and make plays. So, I'm just happy to get picked, by the Cardinals. Like I said, it's a blessing. And I've been waiting on this time for 23 years, so it's finally here.
Are you a good special teamer? You like that?
I'm a great anything, Coach. I play anything. Just put me on the field. Let me play football one more down, That's all.
Who is your agent?
Todd France.
Buster.
Look forward to seeing you here.
Hey, Buster, one question. Is that your given name, or is that a nickname, or?
No, that's my nickname. I just had that name for so long. I've had it since I've been, 1 year old, so that's all people ever call me. So please don't call me James. Call me Buster.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Buster.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, and that was Buster Davis, the Cardinals' third-round pick, 69th overall. He's an inside linebacker. Seems like a good fit for maybe a 3-4 defense. And you got to like the guy's confidence. You got to like that he believes he should have been a first-round pick, and he's even got a sense of humor saying that maybe he's a shorter version of a complete player. Anyways, we're going to move on to day two. This is from Sunday, when Levi Brown was introduced to the local media. He had his little press conference, and we're going to go for that. And then the last thing after that is going to be Ken Whitson and Rod Graves wrapping up the draft. Nice long press conference for them. So it's going to send it out to Levi Brown, meeting the Arizona media for the first time.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in today. We've called this press conference this morning to introduce our first-round selection, Levi Brown of Penn State. And here to say more about him this morning is Coach Ken Whitson.
Thank you. Good morning. We are, it's pretty well established how we feel about Levi Brown and what we think he's going to bring to our football team. We're very excited to have had the opportunity to pick him with our fifth pick. We're excited about where we're going as a team, and especially being able to address one of the areas that we wanted to, which was our offensive line. So with that being said, I'd like to officially introduce our fifth pick, Penn State, Levi Brown.
Part of that irritated your mind or anything else?
know, there's always going to be people that doubt you. You know, it's not about that. It's about what you did once you get there. I mean, there can be guys drafted in the second round because people say you couldn't do anything. But those can be guys that turn into Pro Bowl players later on.
But when did you start, what point in your life did you start thinking about being a pro football player?
Well, I didn't start playing football until ninth grade. I actually wanted to be a baseball player. That was my dream. I wanted to play first base or something like that. But, you know, my friends started calling me a punk because they wanted to play football, and I didn't. You know, I was walking across the football field to baseball trials one day, and, you know, they just said, you know, you're a punk if you don't come out. And, you know, so I had to go prove them wrong.
What's the last time somebody called you a punk after that?
It's been a while.
Your first visit to the desert, you've never been to Arizona?
Yeah, it's just definitely
what's
my first
impression?
Time. Well, I sweat a lot, so it's going to be an interesting fit. It's been pretty hot out here so far.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's
what is it about that conference? This is the style of football we play. It's a tough league. You know, it's tough competition usually every week, especially when you're in conference. I guess once we get to the league, it helps us to what's the word I'm looking for? Make that transition over. Yeah.
You step into offense, you've got a lot of skilled position players, Liner, Bolden, Carroll, and James, a lot of good. How better you
can
step in with those
kind of
guys and get going here and see how good
the team can run? Definitely. I mean, you know, you have a chance to just go out and block for a guy who might be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We throw it to some of the best receivers in the league and block for, you know, make holes for the best running back in the league. So it's a great opportunity. You know, if they're doing well, then it's because of the offensive line. So, you know, we all get recognition for it.
Coach said we got a text from Matt Liner yesterday.
Well, he called me right after I got picked. Yeah, him and Edwin Davis both called me. Yeah.
Yeah.
They both said they liked the pick, and, you know, they were excited that I was coming.
Coach, just talk about wanting to run the ball a lot more than the pass.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Talk about that as an offensive lineman. That's what you love to do, especially in that fourth.
Yeah, man. You know, I hate having to just, you know, kick back and let somebody run into me. I want to fire off and hit them. You know what I mean? And once you do that enough, you take their will away. It makes everything easier.
Levi, thank you.
And that was Levi Brown being introduced to the Arizona media. Well, I heard a lot of clicks and everything. Those were cameras flashing, especially early on. He was posing with the uniform. He's going to wear number 75, and hopefully he doesn't end up like another high draft pick lineman who wore the same number for the Arizona Cardinals. So, with that was Levi Brown. That happened about 11 o'clock Sunday morning before the Cardinals finished up their draft. And after they finished up their draft with their selections, they took wide receiver Steve Breston from Michigan. He's going to be mostly a kick returner. And they took tight end Ben Patrick from Delaware. And I'm going to send out to another Ken Wisenhunt and Rod Gray's press conference. This one wraps up their NFL draft, the 2007 NFL draft. Here are Ken Wisenhunt and Rod Gray's.
Well, guys, as you know, in the fifth round we selected Steve Breston from University of Michigan, wide receiver. And in the seventh round, we selected Ben Patrick, a tight end from University of Delaware. Any questions about our draft, those guys, or our whole draft in particular?
I'm presuming you see Preston as a returner, essentially, at this point?
That was his strength, and Coach, why don't you address that?
Well, I mean, I certainly think he has an ability to do that. I believe he was the all-time leader return man in Michigan history. So, you know, that obviously speaks volume with the quality of guys that they've had doing that in their history. But I think what makes him attractive to us is his ability as a wide receiver. And I know that that's a position that we do have some talent at already, but, you know, we feel like you can never have enough depth or enough ability at that position. And coupled with the ability to return kicks, we felt like it was a very good pick. I know there was a number of teams that were interested in getting him at that time. In fact, they were trying to move in to take him, so we feel very good about that pick.
Patrick for the last day and a half has been listed as the best available player by ESPN. I mean, how did he manage to slide you down there?
I think he was waiting to come to us. Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, I don't know why he would have slid. I don't know why he would have slid down like that. We felt like, you know, we were holding our breath that he would be there when we picked. We were concerned that somebody else would come in there and take him. We felt like if we'd had a sixth-round pick, that was an area that we would have considered him there. So we obviously felt we got a good pick with our seventh pick, and that was an area that we said we wanted to address before the draft and feel very good that we got a quality player like that at our seventh pick.
Do you see him more of an H-back, more of a blocking tight end? Is that his forte?
Well, I think he's very proficient catching the football. At least that's what his stats bear out. But from what I've seen out of him on tape, there's going to be an area that he needs to work on a little bit is the blocking. But he's a big-bodied guy that's athletic, and certainly he feels like he should have been drafted higher, so he's going to have some desire to prove that he can play that position. So I think that he's a good fit in what we're going to try to do. I mean, he's athletic enough that we can use him to move some, but I think also he's big enough and strong enough that he can block the point, which is exciting.
Do you guys still need to sign a veteran tight end, especially one that maybe can block a little bit? Is that something you guys want to look at?
Well, we're going to, Coach Wisenhunt and I will talk about any additions to the roster, and that may be an area we may address a little bit later on, but we're going to review that and make some determinations after the draft as to whether or not we need to sign tight end and other positions as well.
About the rookie free agents, since you only drafted, you know, five, is that something you'll be expanding maybe even from before?
Right. We spoke earlier about the fact that we anticipated probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or so college free agents, and I think we're going to be right in that area. It could possibly be a few more.
Is there any position that you, and I know we're just kind of talking about that, but is there any position that you guys are feeling at this point we really need to go with the undrafted rookies or with maybe a veteran guy? I mean, is there any position you're thinking we've really got to shore this up a little bit more?
You know, we have a number of positions that are along our line that we need young players for to come in and compete for spots. I don't think there's one position that we really have to get a number of guys to bring in here to solidify that. In fact, I feel very good about our team where we are right now. But, you know, the thing about this business, football, is that for me it's about competition. And anytime you can get a young, hungry football player in here that's going to compete for a roster spot, that makes us all better. So we're going to be looking for guys like that.
When you go into your first mini camp, now that you've got rookies, especially the higher draft picks, I mean, are they automatically second string or third string? They're not in the first string lineup, or would you give somebody a chance to take first string snaps right out of the box? How do you see that with a rookie draft pick?
Well, you know, that's going to depend on each rookie. By and large, I believe in those guys working their way into the starting lineup once they've proved, or working their way up the depth chart once they've proven they can do that. You know, and that's out of respect for the veteran players and the guys that have been here working. So there may be, I won't lock myself in and say that will never happen. There may be a situation where somebody you've drafted at a position that, or brought in at a position, is certainly capable of that, or you don't have somebody already there. But for by and large, the rule is going to be, you know, they're going to have to work their way in.
That'd be the situation with Levi then?
That's what I anticipate, yes. I mean, I think that, you know, we have two tackles that I feel good about. Once again, I think I said yesterday, we have three guys I feel like can play that position, and we're going to get the best two playing ready to go. And whichever two that is, but, you know, certainly we feel like Levi can compete for one of those spots.
So you keep Gandy on the right side, at least for now?
Well, I know Gandy can play the left side,
yeah.
And I think he's going to work both sides. And I think that Oliver, you know, we started working with Oliver on the left side of the last mini camp. But I know Oliver can play the right side. So it makes us a better football team if we can work those guys at different spots and try to get them comfortable there, because you know what? You never know what happens during a season. And I certainly wouldn't want to have both guys working at the left side and then have a need at right tackle, and we've never gotten reps at right tackle with one of those other two guys.
Levi said that the coaches said they were going to start him off on the right side in camp. Is that?
That's where we're going to start with Levi. Once again, you know, he's played left tackle. He knows how to set there. I think that it's important for us to see what he can do on the right side and train him from that side. And we'll proceed, you know, like we said yesterday, that's the purpose of the OTAs and training camp.
you, speaking of Levi, and you guys said that you liked the interview he had and that kind of stuff, and we kind of know what he does on the football field. There was so much written about Joe Thomas and his personality and the kind of solid person he was ahead of time. How much did you guys know about Levi as a person going into this, and do you feel like you got a good feel of what he's like in the little time that you've been able to spend with him?
I think that we certainly had quite a bit of information coming from Penn State. We probably been to the campus there at a minimum, I would say, with Russ with the most recent four times. Russ had a chance to work him out and have a good time with him in discussions and so forth. We had a feel for his personality. The comments that we picked up from staff members at Penn State, we felt good that we knew the kind of guy that we would be working with. We knew his background, knew his family situation, knew his, all about his leadership there at Penn State. All of those qualities added up along with his abilities, and we felt good that we were drafting not only a good football player, but a solid person as well.
In the return game, Breston didn't post the numbers as a senior that he did earlier. Were teams kicking away from him as you looked at tape? Was there a reason that jumped out at you for that?
Well, I think maybe it was just there was a little bit of that, but I think it was just a matter of how they felt to him this year. I think that if I was looking at him as a potential special teams guy or as an opponent, it would certainly scare me some of the things that I had seen him do. But, there's no particular thing that I could identify why his returns were down this year.
Rod, in previous years, guys like Marcel and Aaron Francisco have made the team, coming from the undrafted route. Would you guys like to add maybe a back that has a little speed?
We would. We're going to the whole process, we've been talking about that for the last several hours, and a lot of planning has gone on with respect to our free agent process. So we're looking right now to identify guys that certainly will have redeeming qualities. Speed is certainly high on the list. And so not only there, but probably corner and a couple defensive backs that really have good speed and so forth. So, again, we're looking to get as fortunate as we have been with guys like Aaron Francisco in this class as well.
Was it, for either one of you or both, was it hard today with only the couple picks just to sit there and so long in between, or just kind of accept it and move on, or what?
Well, I think both of us would prefer to have more picks than fewer. And, it's a little difficult because you can kind of get your eyes set on a couple of guys you would really like to have. And so just sort of a nail-biting process you go into until you get to that area. And, we had a couple guys that ended up coming off that we were hoping that would be there. But, we are very happy to get Patrick. We didn't think he was going to be there. And we very much came into it hoping that we could address the tight end position. So, it was a little unnerving not having a sixth-round pick. But, we're happy with all of the choices that we were able to make this weekend.
Rod, are you pleased the way things fell on your board, considering over the last 2 days, all the preparation up to it? Are you pleased how things
I am. I want to say our coaches and our scouts and Steve Keim in particular did a wonderful job, absolutely great job in organizing our board and getting everything in position for us. And actually, things fell. The draft really kind of fell very closely to our board. And so that really goes to the information that we had, and I thought everyone contributed really doing a very good job in lining things up. So, we'll have to see if these picks that we took will work out for us. We certainly project that they will, but the process itself I was very comfortable with.
Coach, in this day and age, a lot of the guys, rookies, are expected to come in and contribute right away. Is that your philosophy on all these guys or most of them?
Well, I think that depends on each individual rookie. I think the biggest transition for a rookie is the length of the season and the kind of physical pounding that it takes on your body. So you have to be wary of that. Some guys aren't ready to do that. And once again, you know, I want to emphasize that we want to put the best team out there. And if that means that a rookie comes in and shows that he can do that in training camp or in these OTAs, and then, you know, that's who's going to play. I think that we're, you know, if the players know that and we adhere to that, then we're going to have a good football team.
All right, and that was Ken Wisenhunt and Rod Graves wrapping up the NFL draft for the Arizona Cardinals. That was day two. That was Sunday afternoon where that press conference took place. So anyways, you've been listening to The Greenhouse. This is a special edition NFL draft recap. I'm going to go more in depth on the draft picks later on. I'll do another show probably later this week. I'm looking to do talk about the Phoenix Suns. Also, they are looking to beat the Los Angeles Lakers and finally finish off the series. Game 5 is Wednesday night in Phoenix. Also talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are riding a pretty nice 6-game win streak right now after beating the Dodgers tonight. They are actually, as of right now, just ahead of half a game in first place. So anyways, appreciate you listening to this one. And like I said, another podcast should happen sometime later this week. We'll talk about the Suns, talk about the Cardinals draft, go more in depth on these picks. Also talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. So again, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. And we will see you next time. Have a good one.